Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Rob Weaver here at Franklin Monroe High School. The game between the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets and our visiting Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all of her staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tan and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry, located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67, Vormore Family Dentistry. Again, Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Franklin Monroe got the tip to start the game, and they miss a shot here. That will give Fort Recovery the basketball. Down come the Lady Indians with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp, and she hits a. Carly Niekamp starts off the game with a shot right in front of the basket. And Lady Indians leading here by a score of 2-0. There's a shot up and good. And I missed who that was, so I'll have to check who that is. Here is Cameron Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp. Fires about a 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Bridget Holman. And we have a jump ball call. Okay, so Presley Cox scored a moment ago for Franklin Monroe. Here's Carly Niekamp inside and scores again. A little shot off the right side of the basket. And it's 4-2. Lady Indians on top. And Fort Recovery pressing, and Franklin Monroe throws it away. Again, don't forget this evening we'll have the Hall of Fame game between Fort Recovery and Missinewa Valley, as well as the induction ceremony of Mick McClurg into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. You can hear all that tonight, actually late this afternoon, here on PG-14, J Country 101 Radio, actually on J Country 101. Shot from the right side is no good by Franklin Monroe, as Fort Recovery had missed a shot a moment ago. Down comes Carly Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's knocked out of bounds, and there's going to be a foul called on Kyra Barnes of Franklin Monroe. Kennedy Mollenkamp at the line. Puts it up in the air, and it's good on the first one. Franklin Monroe barely had enough for a team this year. They only have 7 players on their roster. They have no JV team. That one's good. And Fort Recovery grabs a 6-2 lead here in the first quarter, brought to you by Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Burn, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, Calp Pharmacy. Outside with it over on the left. Down in, shots up, no good. Rebound, back up, no good again. Rebound comes to Cameron Mollenkamp. Down comes the Lady Indians. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp, up no good. Rebound back up and good by Carly Niekamp. Carly with 6 of our 8 points here. It's 8-2, Fort Recovery in the lead with 5:45 to go. Full court press, steals the ball from Franklin Monroe. Down comes Carly, up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Carly will be at the line for 2 shots. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver their prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist how you can sign up for their weekly prescription program. Timeout, Franklin Monroe. We'll be back in a moment here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter of play, right after we pause for this message from our friends at Cal Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver back here at Franklin Monroe. I want to thank the folks here at Franklin for their hospitality, had helping us set up for the broadcast. Carly Niekamp puts it up and in. She will have one more. She now has 7 points on the day, and this one's up and in again. Now 8 points for Carly Niekamp out of our 10. Fort Recovery leads 10-2 in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Full court press stolen by Emma Smits. Over to Carly Niekamp. Now to Kennedy Mullenkamp on the left. She'll drive and fire and miss. Rebound comes down. And we have a foul called on somebody. I think it's on maybe Franklin Monroe. It's called on Bridget Homan. Bridget Homan of Fort Recovery gets called for the foul. Fort Recovery continuing to press here, full court. And Franklin Monroe having trouble getting it up the court. Bridget Homan wrestles it away from the Lady Jets. Here's Carly Niekamp up no good. Got her own rebound up no good again. Rebound back up no good by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Kennedy is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line. She was there a moment ago and hit 2 out of 2. Fort Recovery would be 9-9 if they win this game today. Free throws up, and it is good. Tourney draw for Ohio Sectionals Districts is next week, next Sunday, February the 2nd. So we'll know after that where the Lady Indians will be going. Second free throw's no good. Carly Niekamp got the rebound, puts it up, it's no good. Rebound comes to Franklin Monroe. Now 11-2. Franklin Monroe brings it down. Out front with the basketball. There's a shot up and good. Kyra Barnes scoring. Makes a score of 11-4. Fort Recovery with the big lead. Oops. Kennedy Mullenkamp lost the dribble and it's picked up by Franklin Monroe's Peyton Buell. Down come the Lady Jets. With the basketball there is Cadence Nichols. Nichols on the left. Tries to pass in the middle. And the ball's dribbled off the foot of Presley Cox. But they say that Fort Recovery touched it. So it goes out of bounds to the Lady Jets. Kalp Pharmacy has their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment, depend on your friends at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Inbounds pass is tipped out of bounds by Carly Niekamp. So Franklin Monroe will have it again. Tossing it in here is Ava Feigl. Ava looking for a teammate. Finally finds Kyra Barnes. Puts it up and in. Barnes with her second basket of the game. It's 11-6. Right side to Carly Niekamp. She'll feed over on the left. Emma Smits. There's Bridget Homan putting it up and no good from the left baseline, almost to the corner. And Franklin Monroe gets the rebound. Down come Franklin Monroe trailing 11-6. There's a shot from three-point land. It's good. And all of a sudden, that's Ava Feigl scoring. And all of a sudden, the Lady Jets are back to within two at 11-9. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it up. McKenna Hillskamp gets ready to report in here in a moment. Kennedy Mullenkamp circles to the right, back to the left. Passing over on the left corner to Bridget Homan. She tries to spin and drive in, but she lost the dribble. It's picked up by Kyra Barnes of Franklin Monroe. Down come the Lady Jets with the basketball. Cadence Nichols passing over on the right to Kyra Barnes. Back on the left it goes, back in the middle. And ball is loose, but picked up by Kyra Barnes of Franklin Monroe. on the left, down on the wing.
Good hand up, stay low.
With the ball there is Peyton Buell. She'll pass back outside to Cadence Nichols. Lady Jets could tie the game here. It's 11-9 at the moment. Fort Recovery leads by two in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter of play. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours, open Monday nights till 7, and open Tuesday through Thursday, actually Tuesday through Friday nights until 6. That's Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Franklin Monroe lost it. Nice pass work by the Lady Indians, and Bridget Holman puts it up and in on the layup on the left side, making it 13-9 now. Again, we'll have Fort Recovery, Mississinewa Valley. Of course, Valley now led by Jeff Vaughn. That'll be on the radio for you this evening, late this afternoon. Varsity game should start about 6. If you're going to the Hall of Fame game, don't forget the JV starts at 4:30. Fort Recovery has the basketball now, and there's Kennedy Mollenkamp putting it up and no good. Coming in, McKenna Hillscamp and Hazley Hart leaving. Emma Smits and Bridget Homan into Carly Niekamp back outside. Right side on the wing to Cameron Mollenkamp into Carly Niekamp. Muscles her way in, puts it up, and missed the shot. Rebound comes to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna on the left drives to the lane, passing back outside to Paisley Hart. Here's Carly Niekamp, top of the key. Now she gives it off to McKenna. McKenna Hillscamp goes left, comes back to the right. Feeds over on the wing to Cameron Mollenkamp into Carly, back out to Cameron. Here is Paisley Hart into Carly Niekamp. Missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe. 13-9, Lady Indians on top here by 4 points. Outside with the basketball. Cadence Nichols, she'll pass over here on the left to Ava Feigl. Nope. On the wing, and they tried to pass into the middle, and Kennedy Mollenkamp intercepts the pass. So Kennedy will bring it up the courts. Down to 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. From Pittsburgh, Ohio at Franklin Monroe. If you've never been to Pittsburgh, you need to come. It's not spelled like Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's just spelled P-I-T-S-B-U-R-G. Pittsburgh, Ohio. Here's a turnaround shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp. No good. Carly tried to get the rebound, couldn't. Picking it up was Presley Cox. Back outside it goes to Ava Feigl. Now over on the right to Cadence Nichols. On the wing it goes to Peyton Buell. Back on the left, back on the right, and inside it's knocked out of bounds by Paisley Hart, and that ends the quarter. The clock shows 0-0, and the score at the end of one, Fort Recovery, with a 13-9 lead over the Lady Jets of Franklin Monroe. We'll be back with more. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to ask about their weekly prescription program where they will deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. That's Cal Pharmacy. Stay tuned. Second quarter coming right up.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th through February 1st. Stop in and save.
Back here at Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe has the ball to start the second quarter of play. Here's a shot from the right side. No good. Missed that was Kyra Barnes. Our second quarter brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Claus farm equipment dealer at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball as Franklin Monroe turns it over. Back outside it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. There to Bridget Homan, who's back in the game. McKenna Hillscamp. Out top, Kennedy Mullenkamp. On the left, there is Paisley Hart. McKenna Hillscamp, top of the key, back on the left. Hart with the basketball. Feeding on the right side, McKenna Hillscamp. Out to Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Franklin Monroe in a zone. Fort Recovery having trouble penetrating it. And the ball goes out of bounds. Out of the hands of Kennedy Mullenkamp as Fort Recovery turns it over. Lady Jets have the basketball, trailing 13-9. Franklin Monroe puts it in play. Did a nice job of breaking the press there. Primarily Kyra Barnes, who's a good dribbler. Right side, she's double-teamed, in trouble. Tried to pass it off. It's intercepted by Fort Recovery. Now we have a jump ball, maybe? And it goes to Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp was setting out briefly. She comes back in. Emma Smits was setting out briefly. She comes back in. Cameron Mullenkamp will go out. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go out. So the two Mullenkamp sisters take a rest. Carly Niekamp will bring it up. Indians on top by four. They've led the entire way here. It's 13-9. Right side to McKenna Hillscamp. Almost lost the dribble, but picks it back up. Tries to feed Carly Niekamp, and the ball is intercepted by Franklin Monroe and stolen away. Turnover on the Lady Indians. Bringing the ball up the court is Cadence Nichols. She'll pass over on the left side to Kyra Barnes. Barnes dribbling the basketball. Now goes onto the wing on the left. Back out to Barnes. She'll pass out top to Ava Feigl. And Feigl tried to pass it inside, and it's intercepted by Fort Recovery. Here's Carly Niekamp coming down, feeding on the left to Bridget Homan. No good on a three. Rebound comes down to nobody. We have a jump ball. It will go to Franklin Monroe. 5:40 remaining here in the second quarter, brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. And we have ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery, and Franklin Monroe will have it. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Here's Cadence Nichols with it, top of the key, thinks about shooting but doesn't. Now passing on the left, there's Barnes firing and missing, a little short, a lot short, didn't even hit the rim, but Franklin Monroe got the rebound. In the middle, there is Cadence Nichols. She'll pass to Presley Cox, and she lost it, picked up by McKenna Hillscamp. Down she'll come, fires, and got it. McKenna Hillscamp with the basket. It's now 15-9. Lady Indians leading by six. Here's a shot up and good by Cadence Nichols. That's her first basket. Fort Recovery calls timeout. The score is 15-11 now. Franklin Monroe trailing the Lady Indians by 4 points. We'll be back in just a moment here on J Country 101 Radio, 100.9 on your FM dial, right after we pause for this message from our friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of Claus harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked, cloth parts, and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at Franklin Monroe at Pittsburgh, Ohio, the score is 15-11. Fort Recovery with the ball and with the lead. On the left, Bridget Homan tries to drive the baseline. She's shut off there. Back outside it goes. Around on the right to Niekamp. Carly will pass to Bridget Homan on the right baseline. Back to Carly. Fires the shot. Missed it. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. And she has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Right now, Fort Recovery has Kennedy Mollenkamp, Cameron Mollenkamp, Carly Niekamp, Emma Smits, and Bridget Homan in the lineup at the moment. You're listening to WPGW-FM 100.9 on your FM dial and also to FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's a shot by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Looked like it was good, but it was off a bit. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. It's going to be called on Emma Smits. Our studio producer for the radio station this morning is Mr. Eric Catterly. Appreciate his help. And Neil Spencer running the controls for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, we'll have the Hall of Fame game this afternoon for you. That game's slated to start around 6 o'clock. Nick McClurg will be inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame. There's double dribbling called on Franklin Monroe, and so Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. 3:41 to go now in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Again, K&L Tractor, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Kennedy Mollenkamp shovels a pass over to Cameron Mollenkamp into Carly Niekamp, and she scores on the layup. Carly Niekamp now with a total of 10 points in the game to lead us in scoring. Outside it goes to Cadence Nichols. And stolen away by Carly. Down comes Carly Niekamp. She wants to go all the way, but the ball is knocked out of bounds by Cadence Nichols to break up the play. So Fort Recovery will put it in on the baseline, just off to the right of their basket. Cameron Mollenkamp into Carly Niekamp. Lost the ball, picked up by Franklin Monroe. Turnover, Lady Indians. Pass comes down on the left to Presley Cox, back outside. And the pass inside is stolen away by Fort Recovery. Now they're going to call a jump ball on the ensuing play, and it goes to Fort Recovery. 2:53 remaining here in the second quarter of play. We'll tell you more about Mick McClurg at halftime here. Again, he's going to be inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame this evening. We will have that ceremony for you sometime tonight. We're not sure where we're going to insert that into our broadcast tonight, but we will have it. The actual ceremony will take place between the JV and the varsity game this evening. Left side, Bridget Holman's open. Can't get it to go down. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Can't get it to go down. Cameron Mollenkamp. And she is going to be called for traveling. Cameron Mollenkamp called for traveling. But they might call a foul there, but no such call. Bringing it down is Cadence Nichols. Nichols with the ball on the right side, back outside. Fort Recovery's only scored 4 points in this quarter, and Franklin Monroe's only scored 2. There's a drive to the hoop. It's an air ball, no good. That was by Ava Feigl, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Down comes Kennedy Mollenkamp as she receives a pass from her sister, Cameron. Kennedy comes across the timeline. Works her way to the right side. Back out to Cameron Mullenkamp. Here is Carly Niekamp up and in and out. No good. Good drive, but it just wouldn't go down. Rebound comes to Franklin Monroe, and there's a foul called on Bridget Homan. Actually, Kyra Barnes kind of ran into Bridget, but Bridget got called for a foul. That's her third and, no, correction, second. Her second personal foul, and she will go out. McKenna Hillskamp back in the lineup. Pass in the middle, down on the baseline to the right, but they bring it back out. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Three-point baskets, no good by Feigl. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Carly will bring it down across the timeline. Right side to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Passing back outside. Emma Smits. Cameron Mullenkamp with it. Giving to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Over to McKenna Hillskamp. Wide open from three. Can't get it to go, but there's Kennedy Mullenkamp to get the rebound and put it in. And Kennedy now has 5 points on the day. And there was no junior varsity game today. Franklin Monroe barely has enough for a varsity. They only have 7 players on their roster. So obviously no JV team. Outside it goes. Pass comes in. Shots fired up, no good. And there's a foul call on Fort Recovery. See who that's going to be on. McKenna Hillskamp picks up the personal foul. That's her first personal foul. At the line is Presley Cox, and it's no good off the rim. Again, Fort Recovery 8-9, trying to get to that 500 mark, which has been kind of elusive for them this year. Be great to get there. Franklin Monroe is 4-11 on the year. Free throws up, and it's no good again. So missing both free throws was Presley Cox. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Inside, and it's knocked out of bounds by Franklin Monroe's Peyton Buell. Franklin Monroe has 2 seniors, 2 juniors, and a couple of freshmen on their team. That's it. Kennedy Mullenkamp over to Carly, wide open inside. Oh, missed the shot. Rebound, Cameron Mullenkamp up, no good. Carly got the rebound. She lost it out of bounds, but it's tipped out by Franklin Monroe.
America, look for the pin.
So Fort Recovery will be on the baseline. Comes on the left to Kennedy Mullenkamp, outside to Carly Niekamp. On the left to Cameron Mullenkamp, into Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she scores. Kennedy Mullenkamp now with a total of 7 points on the day. Give her sister the assist. And Franklin Monroe with the ball. Feigl goes over to Cadence Nichols. 1 second to go in the half. Shots up and no good by Cadence Nichols, and the half comes to a close. Fort Recovery leading 21-11. Lady Indians had a little flurry there at the end, scoring 8 points in the quarter to only 2 for Franklin Monroe. Fort Recovery with a 10-point lead here at the half. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And, of course, you can always count on K&L for outstanding service for all of your farm machinery. They're your New Holland and Claus farm equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back in a moment with the halftime stats right after this.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Four More Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Four More Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Take command of productivity with New Holland T5 Series Tractor, available at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model that's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back at Franklin Monroe in Pittsburgh, Ohio, the score at halftime, Fort Recovery leading the Lady Jets 21-11, trying to get their ninth win of the year against nine losses. Don't forget the tournament draw is coming up next Sunday, February 2nd. So we'll know then where Fort Recovery will be going for the basketball tournament. And again, Fort Recovery is just like the volleyball team. They are going south, so staying away from all those tough MAC teams, Marion Local, St. Henry, all those guys are north in the northern part of the tournament, and we will go south. So we will avoid all those guys until sometime later on. So I'm hopeful that the Lady Indians have a nice basketball run like the volleyball team did. Again, MAC Conference, I know the record's not the greatest at 8-9 right now, but MAC Conference is a tough conference, and again, it creates a more difficult situation for the opponents, as Fort Recovery is really a better team than what their record indicates. So we'll see. Again, February 2nd will be the tournament draw. Okay, here at halftime, Fort Recovery leads 21-11. It was 13-9 at the end of the first quarter, Fort Recovery on top by four. And then here in the second quarter, Lady Indians outscored Franklin Monroe 8-2 to take a 21-11 10-point halftime lead. Lady Indians have never trailed in this game so far, and let's hope they don't. In the scoring for the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets, Presley Cox leads the way with 4 points on 2 two-point baskets, although she's 0-for-2 at the line. 3 points for Ava Feigl on a 3-point goal. 2 points for Cadence Nichols. That's on a two-point basket, and 2 points for Kyra Barnes on a two-point basket. Again, leading the way is Presley Cox with a total of 4 points, 3 points for Ava Feigl, two apiece for Kyra Barnes and Cadence Nichols. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, have a nice start for Carly Niekamp, although she, again, had a pretty good first quarter, but couldn't get much going in the second quarter. She did have some good shots. They just wouldn't go in. Carly does have 10 points to lead us here at halftime on 4 two-point baskets and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for Carly Niekamp. By the way, I understand Carly has made a commitment to go to, don't think she's officially signed her letter yet, but she is going to be going to Bluffton College to play basketball and study speech pathology. So good luck to Carly Niekamp in her future plans. And great to see her playing college basketball. Otherwise, Kennedy Mollenkamp was second in line. Kennedy had a total of 7 points on the day on 2 two-point baskets and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 7. And then 2 points for McKenna Hillskamp on a 2-point basket. 2 points for Bridget Homan on a 2-point basket. That's your score at halftime. Fort Recovery leading 21-11. We'll talk about the Hall of Fame game coming up this afternoon, actually late this afternoon, early this evening, right after we pause for this.
Attention farmers, Case IH and Hall Brothers have teamed up to help get your equipment ready to go this year. Right now, all Case IH tractors, combines, and planters are eligible to receive 2 free hours of labor after an inspection from our service department. Plus, there's discounts on the Case IH parts that are used in any repairs that are done. So now is a great time to save on Case IH equipment repairs. Call today for details. Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver back here at Franklin Monroe High School in Pittsburgh, Ohio. Score is, again, Fort Recovery leading 21-11 at the half over Franklin Monroe. Fort Recovery boys had a tough one last night. They led most of the game last night. They led three-quarters of the game last night. And Coldwater snuck up on them and got them at the last quarter, winning 55-50 over the Fort Recovery Indians. I believe Briggs Overman led the team in scoring last evening, as he does a lot of times. But just wasn't quite enough. Again, the Indians led at all the stops except for the fourth quarter, where they lost 55-50. A lot of close losses for Fort Recovery boys. But again, don't be shocked if they go a long way in the tournament. Again, they're also going to be going to the South in the tournament, so they should be, again, winning quite a few games in the tournament, we hope. We're crossing our fingers for them, kind of get them going here. They will play Jeff Vaughn's Missinawa Valley team today in the Hall of Fame game. Don't forget, the JV contest starts at 4:30, and the varsity game will be around 6. Between the games will be the induction into the Hall of Fame of Mick McClurg. The induction ceremony will be held between games tonight, and again, the new inductee will join. Mick McClurg will join the 48 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. Mick McClurg has an exceptional athletic career, had an exceptional athletic career at Fort Recovery, participating in four sports and earning a total of 10 varsity letters. As a freshman, he ran cross country. In golf, he earned four varsity letters and was named team MVP three different times. On the basketball court, Mick earned three varsity letters, scoring 831 points in his career. That was before the three-point line. His senior year was especially remarkable. He scored 427 points in his senior season, ranking 21st in school history, and named the 1984 Mercer County scoring champion. He also received All-MAC and All-District 8 honors for two seasons, was selected to the Dayton Daily News first team, made the All-Ohio team. In baseball, Mick earned three varsity letters, was a two-time All-MAC selection. After graduating from Fort Recovery back in 1984, Mick attended the University of Findlay, where he played basketball for 1 year. Mick McClurg will be your inductee into the Hall of Fame this afternoon. We'll have that ceremony for you. We'll have the varsity game between Fort Recovery and Missinawa Valley on the radio for you on 100.9. later on this evening. Both teams miss a shot to start the second half. Third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. Carly Niekamp missed the basket for the Lady Indians. Inside, thrown up and no good by Franklin Monroe's Kyra Barnes, and down comes Fort Recovery with the rebound. Bridget Holman tries to scoop it up, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be Bridget's first time at the line. Bridget. 21-11 is the score here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians on top. And the free throw's no good by Bridget. She has kind of had an off day for her today.
I'm going to give her 20 seconds once she gets over here. By rule, right? You can't get her in, you have to sell her out. Okay? 20 seconds. I know, I'm harsh, I know.
I don't know, some violation on Franklin Monroe. on one of the starters. Oh, she has something in her hair, which is not allowed. I take that back. She might have had some blood on her uniform that came from somewhere. So some blood on her uniform, which they quickly brushed off. Bridget Holman puts it up and in. Maybe that was a good thing for Bridget, giving her a chance to score that free throw. Down comes Franklin Monroe. It's up and no good, and a foul's called on Fort Recovery as Cadence Nichols missed the shot and will be at the line. Going to call that on Bridget Holman. Cadence Nichols will shoot two free throws. She has 2 points on the day. This one's up and no good. They've only been to the line twice today, and they are 0 for 3 so far. Let's see if Cadence can't get this one for them. It's up and it is good. So 1 for 4 now. Again, Cooper Farms, if you want to consider working for Cooper Farms, go to their website, cooperfarms.com/join our team, and take a look at the many job opportunities available for you at Cooper Farms. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater and nearby communities. Ball goes out of bounds off of Franklin Monroe. Indians will have it into Kennedy Mollenkamp, who banks it in for the basket, and she now has 9 points on the afternoon or morning. I guess we're still in the morning here. Left side it goes to Kyra Barnes for Franklin Monroe, way outside. Now to Feigl. Feigl dribbling the basketball. Ava Feigl gives it over to Kyra Barnes. Kyra will dribble in, bumps into Kennedy Mollenkamp. No call. And the shot was kind of wild, and it's Niekamp, Carly Niekamp, with the rebound. She'll bring it down, gives it over to Emma Smits, and Emma scores a basket from about 10 feet out on the right. That makes it 26-12 as Fort Recovery starting to break this game open. And Franklin Monroe calls timeout. Timeout Franklin Monroe here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians leading 26-12.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Action back in after the timeout. Franklin Monroe with the ball. They trail 26-12. Inside, shots fired up. No good by Presley Cox. Fort Recovery partially blocked that one. Lady Indians will bring it down. Kennedy Mollenkamp right side to Bridget. Good. There we go. Bridget Holman, she can hit those three-pointers, and she did right there. Lady Indians now lead 29-12, headed for their ninth win of the year here today. Over on the right side for Franklin Monroe to Peyton Buell. Now to Ava Feigl, back to Buell, top of the key. Back on the left side it goes. Over there to Kyra Barnes. Ira dribbles out near the center circle. Guarded by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Works her way to the right. Buell passes off and stolen away by Fort Recovery. There's a shot up and in by Carly Niekamp. Carly with a total of 12 points on the day now, leading the team in scoring. There's a shot by Presley Cox from the left. It's no good on a three-pointer. Rebound, Cameron Mollenkamp. Down she'll come. Feeds over to Carly Niekamp. Goes inside and missed the layup. Got her own rebound. And it's a jump ball. Carly got tied up there. Again this afternoon, we'll have Fort Recovery, Miss Cinnabon Valley in the Hall of Fame game. That should start around 6 o'clock this evening. Don't forget, if you're going to the Hall of Fame game, to see Mick McClurg honored. JV starts at 4:30. The Hall of Fame ceremony will be between games. And then the game, the varsity game, will start around 6:15 or so, something like that. We'll have the varsity game and the Hall of Fame ceremony for you on the radio. Emma Smits puts it up no good for Fort Recovery. Here's McKenna Hillscamp, and I think she's going to be called for a charge. Yep. McKenna bumped into one of the Lady Jets, and she went down to the floor. So McKenna Hillscamp charged with the personal foul. 31-12, Lady Indians on top here by 19 points. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Franklin Monroe has it. Presley Cox goes on the left side. Here's Kyra Barnes driving for the basket, up and no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. This will be her first time at the free throw line.
Kyra Barnes goes to the line to shoot two.
Kyra bounces the basketball, puts it up, and it is no good. She will have one more. Still 31-12, Lady Indians leading here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. This one is good. One out of two for Kyra Barnes, and Fort Recovery brings it up. Here's a shot for Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's up and in on the layup. Kennedy's having a very nice game today. Again, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cooper Farms. On the left to Kyra Barnes. She'll pass inside to Presley Cox, and there's a reach-around foul call on Emma Smits. Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Anthony. Let's try that again. Fort Recovery, St. Henry, along with Coldwater and also Rossburg and many other Ohio communities. Kyra Barnes puts it up no good. Rebound comes down to, it's Cameron Mollenkamp. Right side to McKenna Hillscamp, who drives in and missed the shot. That ball hung up there for about 20 seconds. And Franklin Monroe got the rebound. Shot from outside is blocked. Ava Feigl missing a shot. And here comes Fort Recovery, and Bridget Homan tries to put it up, and she's called for traveling with the basketball. This third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. And the Indians lead 33-13 on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Franklin Monroe with the ball, working it around the perimeter. Back out front it goes to Cadence Nichols. On the left side, shots fired up. No good by Feigl. Rebound comes to McKenna Hillscamp, down to Carly, and it goes out of bounds. I think it might have gone off. Must have gone off Franklin Monroe. They're going to give it to Fort Recovery. Again, you're listening to WPGW-FM at 100.9 on your FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Pass into Carly Niekamp is tipped away and taken by Franklin Monroe. Down comes Kyra Barnes, up no good, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. And she will be at the free throw line. Kennedy Mollenkamp, who's been setting out for a little bit, will come back in.
Kyra Barnes goes to the line to
Free throw is up and good. So Kyra Barnes hits the free throw. She's now 2 out of 3 at the line today. She will have one more. Emma Smits goes out of the lineup. Paisley Hart goes back in the game. This one's air ball, no good, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball. So Lady Indians have Carly Niekamp, Bridget Holman, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, and Paisley Hart in the game at the moment. Bridget Holman, right side, Kennedy Mullenkamp thinks about shooting, now decides to dribble in and scored on an 8-footer. Kennedy's having a very nice game. Down comes Franklin Monroe. It's now 35-14. Lady Indians are going to win their 9th game today. They're going to go to 500 on the year. And the schedule that Lady Indians play, 500 is a pretty darn good record. There's the ball knocked out of bounds because they had a big win the other night against Coldwater. Fort Recovery will get the ball as it goes out of bounds off of Franklin Monroe. Kennedy Mullenkamp will come up across the timeline. Works her way to the right. Ball stolen by Kyra Barnes. Kyra knocked it out of her hands and came up with the basketball. Down comes Kyra with the ball. Feeds back outside. Ava Feigl with it. Way outside. Goes over here to Cadence Nichols. Nichols dribbles left. Comes back to the middle. Feeds to Presley Cox. It's up and no good. Air ball and it goes out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Presley's one of two seniors on this team. The other senior is Kyra Barnes. Fort Recovery seniors, Carly Niekamp and Kennedy Mullenkamp. A very young Fort Recovery team. After those two, everybody else is either a sophomore or a freshman. Pretty amazing young team for Fort Recovery. Of course, those two young ladies are the two leading scorers for Fort Recovery this year that are seniors, so it's going to be a big loss to replace them next year. Kyra Barnes with the ball for Franklin Monroe. Franklin Monroe trailing 35-14. There's a pass over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. They're going to call her for traveling. Slipped her pivot foot a little bit there and called for traveling. It'll be given back to Franklin Monroe. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. You can sell your corn to Cooper Farms by calling 800-637-7161, 800-637-7161. Shot is missed by Franklin Monroe. Here comes Bridget Holman up and good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Point number 8 for Bridget. She will be at the line. Free throw is up and no good off the back of the rim. Missed that. Bridget has a total of 8 points again on the day. Franklin Monroe brings the ball up. Left side to Kyra Barnes. Cadence Nichols with it. She'll bring it back out between the circles. Passes to the free throw line to Presley Cox. Goes inside and scores. It's her 6th point of the game. And a shot at the horn is no good by the Lady Indians. And the score after 3, 37-16. Thanks again to our friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and Rossburg and Coldwater for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out their job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back in a moment.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Tim Bargy is the head coach of the Franklin Monroe Lady Jets. Of course, Tyler Deitch, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Starting the fourth quarter, brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. Don't forget their big annual open house is next week at Hall Brothers. Franklin Monroe with the ball. They trail 37-16. Stay tuned. We'll have a little news for you after the game is over with Eric Catterly on the radio station. Shots up and no good by Franklin Monroe. Kennedy Mollenkamp will bring it down. Circles back outside. And there's a spin move up and good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tomorrow, the two conference championship games for the NFL. We'll have both games for you on the radio tomorrow on our AM side, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Two big conference championship games tomorrow for the NFL. We'll have them both for you starting at 2 o'clock, I believe it is, on 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Fort Recovery with the ball, and it's knocked out of bounds by Kyra Barnes. So Fort Recovery will keep the basketball. Well, Jay County escaped a disaster last night, defeating South Adams a week after they beat them 61-14. It was a four-point game last night. In fact, South Adams was within 1 point in the final minutes. Shots up and good by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Two more points for Kennedy. But Jay County survives. Their record on the year is 8-5. Just goes to show you from one night to the next, you just never know. Free throw is up, and it is good by Kennedy. Coming in for the Lady Jets is Savannah Miller, and Ava Feigl will go out. Again, Fort Recovery, Mississinewall Valley. Jeff Vaughn's Mississinewall Valley Blackhawks in town at the Fortside Fieldhouse this afternoon. JV game starts at 4:30, varsity around 6. We'll have the varsity game and the Hall of Fame induction on the radio for you this afternoon and this evening. Here's the ball tipped away by Fort Recovery, and now it's knocked out of bounds by Cadence Nichols. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Smits coming in. Emma Smits coming in for Fort Recovery. Bridget Homan will go out. We've got, otherwise, we have Kennedy Mollenkamp, Carly Niekamp. Here's a shot by Carly. Long range is a three-pointer. Good. Carly Niekamp with a three-point shot. Another solid game for Carly. It's now 45-16. Game was pretty close in the first half, but the Lady Indians have blown it open here in the second half. Franklin Monroe with the ball. And we have a jump ball, which will go to Fort Recovery. Here comes, in the game, is Maddie Shainline. Maddie Shainline comes in, and Cameron Mollenkamp will go out. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated. Don't forget their huge open house is next week. Savings on all parts. All parts are discounted, plus many other savings for you. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp going inside. She missed the shot, but she'll be at the free throw line for two here. Kennedy will have two shots here. First one is up, and it is no good. She has 17 points on the day as of right now, maybe 18 if she can get this one. And it is good. 18 points now for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Great game for her. Carly's also having an excellent game today. Franklin Monroe with the ball over into Kyra Barnes on the left. Cadence Nichols outside three is no good. Rebound, Carly Nichols. Sorry, Carly Niekamp. Carly will bring it down. Over on the left side to Paisley Hart, no good. Rebound, and we have a foul called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Let's see, Carly Niekamp has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. She has a total of 15 points on the day for Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp will leave the game. I believe McKenna Hillskamp came back in. Down to 4:53 to go in the contest. We'll be wrapping it up real quickly here when the game ends to give it to Eric Hatterley at the radio station for a brief new news. Outside it goes to Cadence Nichols. There's Presley Cox for Franklin Monroe, looking for a teammate in trouble. Now dribbles, fires the shot, got it. Had nowhere to go with the ball, and she puts it up and in. Down comes Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp. There's a foul called on Cadence Nichols. Nope. Take that back. It's called on Savannah Miller. Stock up on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points at the annual open house for Hall Brothers Incorporated next week, Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February the 1st. Everything you'll need this coming year, you can stock up this coming week at Hall Brothers and save money. And coming in for Fort Recovery was Brooke Benn. She's in the lineup now. Also in there. Shot's fired up on the right side. That's good. And I missed who that was. It was a three-pointer. Sorry about that. I was looking down at my scorecard here. So Franklin Monroe has the basketball. I think that was Caden Sieber who came in a moment ago. I will have to double check. Franklin Monroe underneath. Ball's loose, picked up by the Lady Jets. And now McKenna Hillskamp steals it away. And there's a foul called on Emma Smits. 49-18. Throwing the ball in for the Lady Indians, Maddie Shaneline. And they're going to call a foul on Maddie Shaneline. Hey, 49-18, Lady Indians way in the lead here on 3:35 to go in the game. You can pre-order for the open house next week if you want to pre-order from Hall Brothers and escape all the busy traffic at the store. And then you can pick up your order when the open house occurs next week, Wednesday through Saturday. Franklin Monroe just called for traveling for recovery with the basketball. Down comes McKenna Hillskamp on the right side, Maddie Shaneline. Maddie dribbling now over to Paisley Hart, and there's a foul called on Cadence Nichols of Franklin Monroe. Looks like just one foul on her so far today. 3:09 left to go in the game. Free throw is up in the air, and it is good. Paisley Hart at the line. That's her first point of the day. She'll have one more. Bounces the ball, puts it up, and it is good again. 51-18 now. 3 minutes to go in the contest. Franklin Monroe brings it down. Cadence Nichols with it. Out front. Passing on the left side. Here's a turnaround shot by Presley Cox. He missed it. Rebound comes down to Paisley Hart of Fort Recovery. Paisley will bring it down the timeline. On the left it goes. Cadence Eber out to Paisley Hart. McKenna Hillscamp with the basketball. Outside. There's a travel called on Fort Recovery. Ivy Toby coming in for Fort Recovery, and also number two, which I don't have on my program, so I'll have to check and see who that is. 51-18 score. Franklin Monroe slowly walks it up the court with 2:11 to go in the game here in the Hall Brothers Incorporated. Fourth quarter of play. Here's a nice drive up and in by Kyra Barnes. Don't forget, Hall Brothers is your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Ivy Toby is tied up, and it will go to Franklin Monroe. We'll be back in a moment.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open house at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th through February 1st. Stop in and save.
Now Franklin Monroe scores to make it 51-22. Here comes Fort Recovery with the ball. On the left is Maddie Shainline passing back outside. Down comes Franklin Monroe with the ball. Shots fired up and good. Getting hot all of a sudden here. Two straight baskets, 51-24. Full recovery's Ivy Toby. Over goes on the left to Maddie Shainline. Maddie feeds here on the wing. Cross-court pass, right side, it's no good. Rebound comes down to Franklin Monroe, down to 40 seconds left in the game. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Action back in here. 30 seconds left to go. Out front, Ivy Toby. Toby right side to Maddie Shainline. And we have a whistle called and a jump ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery with 20 seconds left in the game, 51-24. Lady Indians, a huge lead. They're going to go to 9-9 on the season. Over on the right side to Maddie Shainline, has it knocked away. A mad scramble for the ball. We've got a jump ball with 11 seconds left in the game. Kyra Barnes will toss it in for Franklin Monroe. I don't even know if they're going to take a shot or not here. Let's see. Yep, Presley Cox firing and missing short. Goes out of bounds. Half a second left to go in the game. Comes the inbounds pass, and that's it. Final score, 51-24. Fort Recovery with the victory over Franklin Monroe. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Hall Brothers Service Department is right now running a terrific special on Case IH equipment. Here's how to take advantage. First, schedule an inspection by Hall Brothers for your Case IH tractor, combine, or planter. That equipment is then eligible for 2 free hours of labor from the Hall Brothers Service Department. Plus, there's 15% off Case IH filters, $5 off opening blades, $3 off guards, and $2 off Case IH sweeps. There's just lots of ways to save right now. Call Hall Brothers for details on this great offer.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry. And I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Thanks again to Hall Brothers for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. And don't forget, their annual open house is next week, Wednesday through Saturday, with all kinds of terrific savings for you at Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Okay, real quickly with the scoring, Fort Recovery led 13-9 at the first quarter, led 21-11 at halftime, then blew the game open, outscoring Franklin Monroe in that third period, 16-5 to take a 37-16 lead, and the final score, 51-24, Fort Recovery winning by 27 points. Scoring for the Lady Indians, leading the way was Kennedy Mollenkamp with 18. Carly Niekamp had 15 points. Bridget Holman with 8. And we had several players with 2. Paisley Hartz, Maddie Shainline, Emma Smits, and McKenna Hillskamp all had 2 points for the Lady Indians. Several players getting to play today that normally don't. Cadence Eber was in there for a while. Kendall Ranley was in there for a while. Scarlett Heiser was in there for a while, and I probably missed one or two. Well, Ivy Toby and Brooke Ben, they were both in there as well for the Lady Indians. Again, 18 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 15 for Carly Niekamp. For Franklin Monroe, they were led by Presley Cox with 12, 6 for Kyra Barnes, and 3 apiece for Cadence Nichols and Ava Feigl. Your final score, Fort Recovery improves to 9-9 on the year. They hit the 500 mark now. And nowhere to go but up from here. 51-24, the final. Lady Indians with the victory this morning, or actually now it's this afternoon, here at Pittsburgh, Ohio, at Franklin Monroe High School. Thanks for listening, everybody, for our fine sponsors, for our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good afternoon.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.